ابتدى شارح ودار الشيخ حضرة حكيم محمد أخطر ساب رحمة الله عليه بتايتل اسمه سلامت رهو تو سلامت رهي
میں سلامت رہوں تو سلامت رہے میری دنیا اے الفت سلامت رہے میں سلامت رہوں تو سلامت رہے میری دنیا اے الفت سلامت رہے سامنے ایسا خوف قیامت رہے سب گناہوں سے میری حفاظت رہے سامنے ایسا خوف قیامت رہے سب گناہوں سے میری حفاظت رہے ساری دنیا ہی سے مجھ کو نفرت رہے بس تیرے نام کی دل میں لذت رہے ساری دنیا ہی سے مجھ کو نفرت رہے بس تیرے نام کی دل میں لذت رہے میرے دل میں تیرا درد الفت رہے میری دنیا اے الفت سلامت رہے میرے دل میں تیرا درد الفت رہے میری دنیا اے الفت سلامت رہے عاشقوں میں میرا نام لکھ جائے گا اپنے اعمال پر گر ندامت رہے عاشقوں میں میرا نام لکھ جائے گا اپنے اعمال پر گر ندامت رہے تیری مرضی پہ ہر آرزو ہو فدا اور دل میں بھی اس کی نہ حسرت رہے تیری مرضی پہ ہر آرزو ہو فدا اور دل میں بھی اس کی نہ حسرت رہے میرے بس دل میں درد محبت رہے میری دنیا اے الفت سلامت رہے میرے بس دل میں درد محبت رہے میری دنیا اے الفت سلامت رہے میں سلامت رہوں تو سلامت رہے میری دنیا اے الفت سلامت رہے میرے دل میں تیرا درد الفت رہے میری دنیا اے الفت سلامت رہے عاشقوں میں میرا نام لکھ جائے گا اپنے اعمال پر گر ندامت رہے عاشقوں میں میرا نام لکھ جائے گا اپنے اعمال پر گر ندامت رہے
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى This beautiful poem of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Habib Billah Rumi of Tabriz Zamana مجدد زمانہ حضرت شاہ حقی محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ. A beautiful bayan Hazrat has presented, one in the form of dua and then the prescription how to see the reality of this dua. And this is such a beautiful dua and such a prescription which every person in the world is looking for. Any person, you ask him what you want in life, I want a peaceful, comfortable life. I want a life of peace, tranquility. Every person is working so hard, but sadly our direction is totally wrong. So a person there never gets peace. Outwardly, and peace is not the outward conditions of a person. He might be driving a nice car, a nice house, having a nice wife also. But in reality, peace is the condition of the heart. This is something within a person. It's not outside. We are looking for it outside. So Hazrat teaches us here, one is first, make dua to Allah Ta'ala, and then follow the prescription Allah Ta'ala has given us. How to get the peace and how to get the tranquility. So Hazrat teaches us, make dua and make dua for one another also. That may salamat rahu, tu salamat rahe. That Allah Ta'ala keep me also peacefully and comfortably, and Allah keep you also peacefully and comfortably. And the only way to attain this, Allah Ta'ala very strikingly, Allah Ta'ala teaches us, ala bi zikrillah tatma'innul qulub. That listen attentively, only with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will you get the peace and contentment of heart. And the zikr of Allah ta'ala here, ulama have explained so beautifully. Our Hazrat teaches us in tafsir Ruhul Ma'ani, Allama Alusi Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned that bi zikrillah normally in Arabic means what the zikr of Allah. That a person is doing his work and is reading tasbih also. Here it actually means fi zikrillah, when you are soaked in the remembrance of Allah. In other words, the object of making zikr of Allah is that the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala comes in our heart 24 hours. And 24 hours you are concerned, what am I doing? Am I doing that what Allah is happy with me or not? When a person is concerned of that, then Allah Ta'ala puts happiness in the heart of that person. So happiness is not something, as our Shaykh beautifully says, this is not something that you can buy in a bazaar, or it is not something like the people of this world who are just after materialism and making all kinds of gadgets to try and decipher where is the minerals in the earth, and then they're going to even steal people's land and start taking out all types of minerals, etc. Hazrat says the peace and contentment is not something that you can drill in the earth and take it out like petrol and then have control of this. This only comes down, وَالَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ. It is only Allah Ta'ala who controls the sakina, the peace, contentment. And Allah Ta'ala, where does Allah send it? في قلوب المؤمنين. In the hearts of the true believers. In other words, if we make our Islam and we are concerned to purify the heart and to remain firm on the obedience of Allah, then Allah Ta'ala puts the peace and contentment. And whoever sits in the company of such a person, he'll also feel the tranquility. And if he wants it, then he has to follow this prescription. As Hazrat Maitana teaches us here, that may salamat rahu, tu salamat rahe. Meri dunya hai ulfat salamat rahe. That may Allah keep me peacefully, and Allah keep you also peacefully in this world, and most important, the real life, the akhirat. Starting from the qabr and ever thereafter, that we go peacefully into our qabr, and there we have peace and we have happiness in the qabr. And how to get that? Hazrat is teaching us that meri dunya hai ulfat salamat rahe. This is a different world. It's not the artificial world of this dunya, that you just got a routine, that you have to get up, go send your children to school, go and study something, get a job, and just carry on your life like this, and think that, no, I got a good job, I'm living a nice life. That is not a nice life. That is, you have just become a person that is manufacturing tool. You go to work whole day, you get up in the morning, you go and work hard, at night you come, you have a meal, sleep in the morning, you just, whatever you imported, you're exporting now. Hazrat says, no, the real peace is, it's a different world. And which world is that? Mere dunya ulfat salamat rahe.
That which Allah has created us for, that the world of gaining connection with Allah, which is the world of love, that is the world, real world of love, and that love, not artificial infatuation that today we say I'm in love with my wife, but just for our passion and desire, not for the pleasure of Allah. When we are getting, when we get an iota of an idea of the marifat of Allah, the greatness of Allah, and when Allah, one thought of Allah's love comes in the heart, then a person will be worried that this wealth of mine must remain peaceful all the time. Nobody must snatch it away. And Allah has made it such, nobody can snatch it away unless you don't look after it. And how to look after it, Hazrat teaches us here, what will snatch away this peace from your heart? سامنے ایسا خوف قیامت رہے سب گناہوں سے میری حفاظت رہے. All the time have this reality in your heart that I have to stand in the court of Allah tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah. And we see that those personalities who went in the company of the greatest person who had the greatest peace in his heart, Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were lost, but when they came in the company of the greatest personality who had the peace in the sohbat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah says these people became men, rijal. They were men. They used to do their business, everything, family life also. But all the time, يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارِ. They used to worry that the day when the eyeballs are turned, then Allah Ta'ala, who has got our full record, that is the day our reality will come out. And just that, when a person has got the fear of Qiyamah, it doesn't mean you won't able to love. What it means, that any attraction of guna comes to you, of disobeying Allah's commands in any way, whether it's a backdoor deal, whether it's a woman, whoever, but all the time, you will be protected from sin. You'll be worried that this deal has come, if I have to arrive, sign on this deal, and that malakul maut comes, what's going to happen to me? And that's our first qiyamah. That is just the starting, and then to stand in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So a person, the thing that will make us fearful, and this is unfortunately myself, this reality hasn't penetrated our heart. If people have the reality of Qiyamah, then you don't need any police force to administer peace and security and anything. Then every person on his own will be worried in the court of Allah what I am going to say. Sari dunya hi mein, sari dunya hi se mujhko nafrat rahe, bas tere naam ki dil mein lazzat rahe. Then a person gets such connection with Allah that he makes dua, Ya Allah, let me have total hate, not just disinclination, but hatred from the whole world. In other words, the world, all those things that make you unmindful of Allah. Whatever puts you in ghaflat, in the unmindfulness of Allah, that is dunya. Otherwise, to have, do your daily things, have your wife, everything permissible, in the according to Sharia, for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. That will assist you in getting the love of Allah Ta'ala. But anything besides that makes you unmindful of Allah, let me not just be staying away, I must have nafrat, hatred for that. And how will that come? That, oh Allah, just give me the enjoyment of just taking your name, the enjoyment of making your zikr. All the time a person, either he is making zikr with his tongue, either our Jana Shaykh teaches us that when you get tired, just write Allah's name on your nails. And the friends of Allah Ta'ala, their hearts are connected to Allah Ta'ala all the time. That is the real zikr, that your heart is connected. And then when a person has got this connection, he's not worried about his veins and sins. He's not worried about the outside condition and all the attachments of the people of this world. He's worried the great wealth of the love of Allah. A person should never ever feel that I've got the love of Allah, I'm secured. Till your last breath, we must be worried. First of all, we don't know the reality whether I really have Allah Ta'ala's love. Beg for it and then ask Allah Ta'ala, Meri dil mein tera dard ulfat rahe, Meri dunya ulfat salamat rahe. That, oh Allah, in this heart, which is the real treasure box, all the big safes that people got and they were looking after it so secured, the real safe is here in our bosom. We have to look after that safe. And Allah has kept this safe for the greatest wealth, and that is Iman. That is recognition of Allah. Then building this Iman, building this connection. And when the love of Allah comes in the heart, then that person is all the time, our Zahra Shaykh has to say so beautifully, that her work, her sans, apne dil ke paas ba rahe. Every breath, keep a check on your heart, that which way your heart is going. It mustn't be inclined to end. That is why a person will be conscious, who I sit with, who I am talking to, etc. Which company? That is what you will be worried. Let this love of mine, O Allah, this world of your love, let it remain peaceful in my heart all the time. Please don't snap it away, increase it all the time. There's no end to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when this person has got this worry, he's got such a worry that takes away all the worries. And this is not the, otherwise we got the worry of dunya, and we don't have the worry of the love of Allah, then we got endless worries, and no peace in our life. And then Hazrat explained, if you want to be amongst the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that aashiqo mein mera naam lik jayega, apne amal par gar nadamat rahe. Hazrat says that we all want that my name must be written amongst the lovers of Allah, the aashiqeen, the true lovers of Allah. But how to get that? One is, do what Allah wants us to do. Do our amal and correctly with the best of our ability. And after that, never ever think that I did good amal. And I got up a tahajjud. Be regretful that, Ya Allah, you gave me the opportunity. You brought me in your house. You allowed me to perform salah. And I just spoiled it. I just made a mess of it. And the Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us the dua after salah, the greatest ibadat. Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi. Oh Allah, I oppressed myself. So one is we beg Allah. And how will, when the sign of the love of Allah is in the heart, that a person enjoys the zikr. He enjoys to be early in the masjid. He enjoys to perform his salah with itminan. All his sunnat, nawafal, sunnati muakkada, all this he'll be conscious about all the time. And together with that, istighfar on his tongue. And tawbah on his tongue all the time. And then all the time a person is worried now. Teri marzi par har arzu ho fida. Aur dil mein bhi uski na hasrat rahe. And to keep this connection with Allah all the time. What is one min Allahi akbar. The greatest thing is the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah, let me sacrifice all my desires. All what I'm thinking of, I must do this, I must do that. Whatever desires come in, hopes in my heart, let me sacrifice that over your pleasure. If you're not happy, I'll sacrifice it. No matter what fame I can get, no matter outwardly what position I can get, if it is not for the happiness of Allah, then, oh Allah, let me sacrifice it in such a way that I don't even have a slight regret of it. That how could I miss that deal? How could I miss this? Allah is not happy with that. Rawa bil qaza. As Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us the dua, Allahumma inna saluka raza'am bil qaza. That, oh Allah, give us that, which is a very high stage, a stage above ikhlas also. And this is where we come, Ya Allah, is said, Kunum as-sadiqeen. Be with the true, righteous, pious servants to learn this reality. And in this way you'll get peace and happiness. In this world you'll see, you'll get a taste of Jannat in this world already. And the reality will come when we leave the world. Mere meer bas dil mein darde muhabbat rahe. Mere dunya ulfat salamat rahe. Hazrat again finally so to say pleased with us. That oh my friend, oh sir, that oh Allah, just let me in my heart. Only the pain of your love should be there all the time. That hey, is Allah's love coming into my heart or not? Am I obeying the commands of Allah according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And oh Allah, keep this world of your love in my heart peaceful all the time. So this is the world we have to be living in. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil kareem amma ba'd. Things from the kitab Hayatul Muslimin of Mulana Ashrafuddin Thani rahmatullahi alayh. And it's got one section here, on ta'adil al-huquq al-walidain, equilibrium of the rights of parents. The last section. In Durr-e Mukhtar, the following is recorded in the chapter dealing with maintenance. It is wajib upon the husband to give his wife such a house in which none of his relatives nor any of her relatives reside. Radul Mukhtar, after narrating various versions in this regard, states, it is wajib to provide a moderate house for a wealthy and honorable wife. In our cities in the land, the Sham, even the middle class people do not live in houses in which strangers live.
This applies to a greater degree with people of the upper class. However, an exception is where a house has been inherited by several brothers. We have subdivided the house, each one living separately in his own section, but the rights and duties of the building being common to them all. Times and circumstances continuously change. The Mufti should take into consideration the changing circumstances and decree accordingly, for without it, a healthy social life is not possible. Hazrat Amir Rahmatullah Alayhi says now, as a conclusion, from all the above narrations, several masail are manifest. These are mentioned here under. Number one, it is not lawful to obey the parents if they order their children to discard an act or duty which is obligatory on the children according to the Sharia. Obedience in such cases of conflict is not at all permissible. Leave alone the idea of obedience to them being incumbent in these cases where their orders violate the Sharia. The following cases come within this rule. Number one, the man's financial condition is such that if he provides assistance to his parents from his money, his wife and children will be reduced to misery. Even their necessities will not be fulfilled. His income is not sufficient to provide for his parents as well as his family. In this case, it is not permissible for the man to impose hardship on his wife and children by spending on his parents. Number two, it is the right of the wife that she demands if she wants to live apart from the parents and relatives of the husband. Should the wife invoke this right and the parents insist that their son and daughter-in-law live together with them, it will not be permissible for the husband to accept the demand of the parents in this case. It is wajib in this case of conflicting demand to give to the wife a separate place of residence. Number three, if parents prevent their children from setting out from Umrah, Hajj, and acquisition of necessary ilm, which is farz upon a person, it is not permissible for them to obey their wishes. Number two, it is not permissible to obey parents in anything which is unlawful in the Sharia. Example, they order that the children take up such employment which is not lawful in Islam, or they wish their children to must participate in unlawful functions, gatherings, customs and bid'ah. Number three, a rule pertaining to such acts which are mubah permissible, acts which are neither obligatory nor prohibited. If parents command their children to render or to abstain from permissible acts, then the circumstances should be taken into consideration. If one is dependent on something and refraining therefrom will mean hardship, then obeying one's parents who refuse permission will not be incumbent. One will be allowed to go on the task. For example, a poor man who is unable to find employment locally decides to travel somewhere else for seeking his living, but his parents refuse permission for him to go. In that case, it is not obligatory to obey the wishes of his parents. However, if the intended work, which is permissible, is not essential, and one is not dependent on it, or there is great danger involved in doing it, or due to the son's absence, the parents will be put to hardship because of no suitable arrangements being possible for their care, then it is not permissible to oppose the wishes of the parents. Example, participation in jihad, which is not for a sea voyage, or departing without being able to make arrangements for the care of the parents. In this case, the journey being not essential, it is obligatory to obey the parents. On the contrary, if there is no danger in the journey, nor will the son's departure bring about hardship upon his parents, since there are adequate arrangements, it will be permissible to participate in that work or journey, even if the parents oppose. Although it is permissible, nevertheless, it will still be mustahab to respect the parents' wishes in this case also. The following examples will come under the scope of this rule. Parents wish their son to divorce his wife without having any real grounds. It is not wajib in this case to obey the parents. The hadith in regard was Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, who divorced his wife on the orders of his father, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, had already been explained earlier. If parents order their son to hand over the entire earnings to them, it is not wajib for him to obey their wishes in this regard. Should parents compel their children to hand over their earnings, the parents will be sinful. The hadith stating that you and your wealth belong to your parents, your father, applies to times of need, as has been explained earlier. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the wealth of a man is not lawful to others, but with the wholehearted consent of the owner. Should the father take from the son's wealth more than his basic requirements, it will be a debt on the father. Such debt can be claimed from the father. If he refuses to pay here, he will have to pay in the akhirat. The clear statements of the fuqaha suffice to prove this. The fuqaha were fully qualified and competent to understand the meanings of the hadith, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us to understand it.